Great to be with you on this Thursday morning. Jason Kelce with us, Ruben Amaro with us here as well. All right, so Jason, you're all over the place. Monday night, I think there was more you than football with all the commercials. You didn't see them because you're in the stadium. It's everywhere.
And I know.
And by the way.
I'm sorry, everyone. I really am.
We're so proud.
Probably.
Don't be sorry.
I probably should have.
You got any loose change in that pocket? Leave a trail of breadcrumbs of coins on your way out
the door.
There's
a ton of loose change. I probably should have done less commercials, but I do most of the commercials in the area, and that's one thing that has actually been, like, every time they're like, thank you so much for doing the commercials in Philadelphia and not doing them in L.A., because when you have the talent, you kind of have the choice where you want to go.
Nice.
And they're like, every time you do something here, it gives all these, like, you know, union workers and all these people jobs.
That's awesome.
There you go.
Very appreciative of that. So that's the one thing that gives me solace. While everybody's like, "Will this guy get off the TV?" I'm like, "Well, at least I'm employing Philadelphia."
That's a big thing.
There you go. Let's listen to a little taste of the actual commercials, because we got a little montage here. Just a brief little taste of what's going on.
Oh gosh.
Jason Daniel Kelce, welcome back to football.
This is a Buffalo Wild Wings.
Exactly.
It's a freaking hoagie.
Summertime's here and it's Hoagie Fest.
Tasty. Chunky is spicy. And it's good to be spicy. King of the Grill.
Who's starting garage beer? A lot of people ask me. Straps changed? Let me tell you, that's just crazy.
Ty can tackle any pile. I want this!
Jason is really fired up for the Cinnamon Toast Crunch Challenge.
Watch every game.
Every Sunday.
When you bundle NFL Sunday Ticket and YouTube TV. Frank's Red Hot is so good, I put it on everything.
Yeah! Love it. All right. So that's what's been. I mean, that's what will continue to be. I mean, those are, you're going to see them and see them and see them. But here's the thing. We also know, Conklin and I know, what's coming in the next month.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, soon to be on your TV, let's hit it.
Philadelphia!
Cream cheese.
Hi, I'm Jason Kelce, and I'll do anything for a buck. Make it half a buck. Give me 50 cents and I'll give you a hell yeah! If you're constantly walking to the bank to cash checks because you can't say no to anything, give your feet a break with Dr. Scholl's orthopedic shoes.
Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Not as much as what's in my wallet! Hey, if you're having a children's party, don't hire some clown! You can hire me for your party. Plus, if you got hungry dogs, I'll walk them!
Hey, it's Jody Camera here.
And I'm Jason Kelce for...
The Hammer!
Did you ever scream so loud that it drains all the blood from your favorite extremity? Try Kelce Alice. Buy Bitcoin. I don't know what it is, but if it's currency, I'm all in. If you got nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, hire me now.
Man. Yes.
Oh, well done by Conklin.
Kelce Alice.
Well done. Kelce Alice. Jason, what do you think? Kelce Alice.
Think about. It's very good. It's very good in typical Conk fashion. Like, I don't know that I'm gonna. It's phenomenal.
How great is Conklin, man? Because you were there at this, a couple of things. First off, you've been hearing him for years as a WIP listener. You've known him for years. And you were there when he did the CL thing 2 years ago at your event.
That's what I'm saying.
That was an all-timer.
Yeah, he can just go. He's always on. Like, he at any moment, like, his brain just works in these, like, puns, and he can just switch lyrics up. I mean, it's very, very impressive, the impersonation ability of Conklin, for sure.
Well, well done by Conklin. Hey, make sure you see Joe Conklin's show, the incomparable Joe Conklin at Archbishop Wood High School in Warminster, coming up on Saturday, September 28th. It's coming up real soon, of course. Come early for a meet and greet with Ike Risa, will be there. Also, see Conklin with the City Rhythm Orchestra at the Media Theater in Media, PA, Saturday, November 16th. Tickets for both of these events and to book Joe for a private event, JoeConklin.com.
And of course, Conklin's Comedy Night at Parks Casino every other Thursday. Next Thursday, September 26th, see Joe Bartnick from The Bill Burr Show. Show starts at 8 p.m. Tickets are only $20, include a free drink. Get tickets at JoeConklin.com.
And I want to go further inside some of the decisions from Sirianni and Kellen Moore with the play calling, or to kick, or to punt, or to field goal. We'll get to all that fourth down stuff with Jason coming up here in a few minutes at 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia. as we broadcast today from the Tasty Cake Studio. Let's talk to Mike right now. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, gang.
Hi, Mike.
Jason, if you start slinging green South Philly tuxedos, then I'm going to say, okay, you went a little too far.
Okay, fair enough.
So, Joe, overreaction to the team being average? Absolutely. Look, the team ain't average. I mean, I think tempering down expectations, I mean, I think that's completely warranted. I already went from 14-3 to 12-5. But, you know, for the sake of sounding obvious, what's got people freaking out is that we're having the same exact conversations and concerns that we did during last year's collapse. So, you know, that is why everyone's completely freaking out. And what's got me really nervous is, like, I'm still in shock as to how much the offense was ineffective without AJ. Like, we really saw Jalen take a big step back with what he can do. Like, granted, he was great with the legs, but it resurfaced a lot.
Mike, I got to tell you, my man. It didn't shock me. So he was spectacular with the legs, and it was great to see two different things. One, that he was athletically spry. Two, that in the need to move the ball down the field, he was willing to run. That was great. It was necessary. But I will tell you, Mike, and I've been saying this for a couple years now, and James and I got in a battle about 2 weeks ago over this. I always said, let's see a game where he doesn't have the advantage of maybe the best duo in football. And what's, because Kirk Cousins won that game with, like, receivers, most people today couldn't even name who they were. So, you know, you guys know I've been concerned about Hurts. We'll see what happens.
And Joe, let me tell you something. This is where I agree with you 100%, because this is where I took a step back and said, huh, you know what? This Jalen without AJ is a completely different quarterback. And I didn't want to really think it, and I still don't want to fully think it, but we saw a huge drop-off from Jalen. He went right back to the rolling out to the right. He had a lot of time in the pocket.
And of course, Mike, listen, Mahomes is an unfair comparison because he might be the best ever. Yeah. He's probably top three with Brady and Montana. But, I mean, let's really consider this reality for a second. Mahomes loses prime Tyreek Hill, who's probably going to end up in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and the next two seasons wins the Super Bowl. That is unbelievable.
Okay.
And
it looked ugly early in the season at times for that Kansas City team.
That's fair. That's true.
Bumpy.
That's true.
I mean, like a roller coaster.
And he still has the best offensive coach ever, and the best tight end ever.
I get it. Mike, give me a big-time answer here. Who or what got your chance you can win the Phillies tickets?
We know Kurt Cobain, we know Dave Grohl, but nobody knows Chris Novoselic, the bassist of Nirvana.
You got it,
great answer.
Okay. There's a lot of people don't know Chris.
He's Novoselic.
He's right. I did not know who that was.
Wow.
Yeah. A lot of people don't. I think. Yeah.
Well, the band, I think bands are a good example.
He's like 6'7" or 6'8". He's gigantic.
Yeah.
The bassist for Nirvana.
Those long fingers with the bass. Yeah.
So, Jason, let's talk about the decisions. There were three. And I'm not talking about LeBron in 2011?
The decision.
All right. So, 4th and 4, first quarter. We'll just go in sequential order. 4th and 4, first quarter, tie game, second drive. The ball is primarily moved down the field by Saquon running great. 4th and 4, Nick says, we're going for it instead of kicking a field goal. I know you may have been moving through the stadium, so if you didn't see it real time, just tell us. But what did you think in the moment?
In the moment, I probably wanted them to take the points, to be honest with you. And I think part of that is just the way it felt like it was going at the moment. Like, I think Atlanta had struggled. The Eagles struggled their first drive.
Yeah, that's right.
And then all of a sudden you get a chance to get some points. Let's just take it.
Is the 4 a little chunky? Like, if it's 4th and 2... 4th and 1, but it's like 4th and 4.
Fourth and 1's a foregone conclusion at this point, right?
4th and 4, a little chunky, though?
4th and 4 is a tough one, especially in that area. If you're going to throw, it's just a very condensed spot. Like, there's just not a lot of space once you get that low in the red zone.
Right.
So it's hard to throw the ball down there. And, I mean, it was all game for both teams for the most part.
All right, let's get to decision 2. The first one has probably been the most criticized from the standpoint that most people don't understand it. Like, just take the points. And I think it's the one that, if you're going to correct one, it's the one I would correct. But the most discussed has been the second decision.
It's always going to be the end of game situation.
Yes. Okay. So to throw the ball to Saquon Barkley, which probably was not at all a Nick Sirianni decision, but a Kellen Moore decision as play caller. So to have a 3rd and 3, minute 40, I think 6 to go, Falcons no timeouts, throwing the ball. Now, obviously, I can't say what I was thinking in the moment because I was not thinking beforehand, what if they throw it?
Yeah.
I will just tell you, I have no problem with that play call. All Saquon has to do is catch the ball and the game is over. But a lot of people have criticized it. What are your thoughts?
Well, first of all, I guess I'll address like how much Nick's role is that. I'm not so sure that Nick and Kellen talk a lot about all of these scenarios, mm-hmm. and I guarantee they have been over that exact scenario and like, do we throw the ball or do we run it? And they felt the same thing the previous week, not the exact same scenario, but they were third down and they ended up, I mean, that one was like even more of a pass. They were through a slant route against Green Bay down in the red zone last week, and they ended up picking up the first down. More and more teams have been throwing in these scenarios. More and more teams have been being aggressive and trying to like ice the game.
And the game.
They don't want to give the ball back. Yeah.
And you know the D line's going to be stacked against you. Like that's a hard 3 yards to get.
Not even just the, I mean, it's going to be zero, and it was zero.
Yeah.
There's an extra guy in the box. You're not going to have numbers no matter what run you call. It is going to be hard. Now, could they have done it? Could they have gotten, and I thought Tony Dungy brought up a good point. They really only need to get 2 yards because if it gets to fourth and one, like we just talked about, it's a tush push then the game.
Yeah.
And that's a 90 whatever percent chance. Mm-hmm. So I think if you told me before that play that I could have the running back wide open in the flat to win the game on a simple, like, I mean, a 10-yard throw, I would take that. Over the unsureness of whether they were going to get that amount of yards running the ball. Now, I think it's very easy to say, hey, listen, the conservative thing, run the ball, give your opponents less time. Potentially, you know, if you're going for it on fourth down, that changes things too. But I think in the moment, it was wide open. And I thought Jalen made a good decision. He threw it. If that's not there, the decision is obviously just to run and let the clock go down and kick the field goal anyways. I like it. I do. I think it's a chance to win the game and to be over.
I agree. Yeah. Yeah. Jason, I made the
just
car.
Catch it.
Go ahead, John.
Like, I guess really the way I would think about it is like, what is the percent chance that ball is dropped?
Yeah. It's,
and I don't know what that percent chance is. I bet that, you know, like, I bet all you those guys have gone over that, to be honest with you.
I bet you it's a higher percentage chance that he catches it than you gain the 3 yards.
Oh, for sure.
Even on two downs.
For sure.
And Jason, I'll say this.
It was the right play.
I've made the correlation to the Philly special.
Yeah.
Maybe the most celebrated play in the history of Philadelphia sports. Yeah. Okay. If Nick drops the ball,
mm-hmm.
the town, and let's say you guys lose, possible. The town comes down on Doug. I mean, it's putting
in... It's not the same time situation.
No, it's not, but it's in the Super Bowl running a trick play from the 1 yard line when you've LeGarrette Blount and Jay Ajayi. If you guys lose that game because Nick Foles drops that ball, Doug is like, it's like Fregosi, you know, Ruben, Fregosi putting in Mitch in game 6 of the World Series. It's like, we never get over it. The difference is Nick Foles, who's a quarterback, caught the ball. I'll trust Saquon Barkley to catch the ball.
Over Nick Foles?
Yeah, he dropped him. All right, let's get to decision 3 quickly if we can. Just then the next play.
Yeah.
To kick a field goal or not. So I thought, I can understand the argument to go for it, but it's not so much I'm going to trust my defense. It's more just I think I have a higher probability to win by going up 6 and they got to go the full field. Then I might not get it, and they got
to
go 60 yards
to tie it up
with 60 seconds.
I agree, and I think that I think some of those decisions, and this is like where analytics is so hard.
Or a minute 40, I should say. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, they had a minute 40. Yeah, they would have, you know, yeah. I think after you get the incompletion, it's a no-brainer. You kick it. The question is, if you thought you were going to go for it after that, do you do that? You run the ball on third down then, for sure, right? Yeah. So I think that... Really, it's not a comparable thing. Like, they would have had a minute left if you were going to go for it on fourth down and you don't convert. But a minute to go, I mean, on their first 3 plays, they went how many yards in like 30 seconds?
It was bad.
I mean, it was fast.
It was bad.
And to me, the way the game was going, Atlanta was not getting in the end zone very easily. They had just scored like their first touchdown. Like, they were not operating that great in the red zone. So I felt pretty confident in the defense at least holding them out of the end zone. With the limited time on a 2-minute drill. Obviously, that was not the case. And I also think some of these decisions come down to how comfortable do I feel with these play calls? Like, when you get into these scenarios where it's like, you know, you look at the game theory and it's like a 50-ish percent chance, like, there's different levels of, like, no-brainer decisions and, you know, you're kind of on the fence. Mm-hmm. I think then you have to take into account how the game's going, where if you look into the game, they weren't getting in the end zone that easy. I think that you then take into account, okay, how good do I feel about this play call? Do I feel really strongly that this is going to be open? And like, for instance, if they felt really strongly that that roll pass was going to be open, that they ended up dropping on third down,
yep.
If you feel great about that play, maybe you do call that on fourth down. Maybe you run it on third down. They're going to be in a similar defense the next play. Dial it up again. And then I think feeling how good you feel about a play call also factors into these decisions.
Sure.
And if you don't feel good about that, or the way the game was going, the defense was doing a good job of holding them out of the end zone, then I get just kicking the field goal and making them score a touchdown.
All right.